Hi, my name is Sarah Gonzalez, and I'm a reporter with NPR's Planet Money podcast.
Okay.
We're public radio. You guys are really good at getting people to donate money to you. You have a bucket full of cash right now. What is your name first?
My name is Christopher Munoz, a.k.a. B-Boy Cuba.
B-Boy Cuba, and you're breakdancers?
Yes, we're from the Bronx, New York.
Us in public radio, we spend a lot of time trying to make really complicated things easy to understand, but also entertaining. We do a lot of research, we do a lot of editing and fact-checking, but we like to have fun. So give us your tips. Like, what are the tricks for getting people to donate money to you?
For us, breakdancers, we need music. Entertain them, and if they walk away smiling, you know they're gonna probably give you a tip. If not, it's okay.
Okay, so music, and then like you're funny, right? Like, do you have to be funny?
Yeah. Oh, we're hilarious. I know I'm hilarious. And a lot of handstands. Core strength is all a lot of handstands and.
A lot of handstands for core. Okay, I'm glad that is not part of my job description. Please support Planet Money so that I don't have to work on my core strength by donating to your local NPR station at donate.npr.org/planetmoney. That's donate.npr.org/planetmoney.
And just remember, people, the more money you get to us,
the more money we'll have.
Hey, before we get started, this episode is about Amazon, and we should note that Amazon is one of NPR's many financial supporters.
3, 2, 1. Bryant, say where we are right now.
We're in Long Island City in Queens, just got off the subway.
And we're here because Amazon just announced that they are going to build a brand new headquarters in this
quarters. I'm calling it a quarters.
You're calling it a quarters because you can't have three headquarters. Fair enough. Either way, this is a very big deal. Hundreds of communities across the country competed for this. Amazon's going to be bringing 25,000 jobs to Queens and billions of dollars in investment.
Right. New York got it. They won. But almost immediately, the reaction here was like, no, no, we don't want to win. We don't want this.
There have been protests across the city, people saying things like Amazon is going to force all the mom and pop shops out of business. They're going to drive rents up so people will be displaced. The subway is going to get even more crowded.
But the thing that really upset people is that the state and the city agreed to give Amazon $1.2 billion in tax breaks over 10 years to come here. And more, like $500 million in cash to help build the new quarters. So it looked like a massive subsidy to a massive company.
Very controversial, and we even had this fight in our own office. Some of us think the potential pain is worth it for 25,000 jobs.
And some of us were like, no, no, New York got a bad deal from a corporate bully. And this argument was really intense, and I couldn't stop thinking about it. And I think it was actually at heart an argument about capitalism, about whether what's good for business really is good for everyone, which for a long time wasn't a thing we were talking about in this country.
But the fact is, no one in our office actually lives in Long Island City, so we don't know if people out here are going to be thrilled or horrified.
And so you and I looked at each other as this argument was closing, and we're like, well, we got to go out there.
Hello, and welcome to Planet Money. I'm Noelle King.
And I'm Bryant Urstadt. Today we're on the move. We're spending the show walking around a neighborhood that is at the heart of a really fierce national debate.
Economists and politicians have been talking about this a lot. Is business investment in a community worth some of the drawbacks? The tax breaks, the gentrification, the loss of a neighborhood's character. Today, we're going to let the people who live and work in this neighborhood do the talking.
We're going to be doing some hard, anecdotal research.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, State Farm. State Farm isn't just here to help home and auto insurance go right. They're here to help with things like life insurance, too. So whether your family is starting to grow or you're just starting to plan ahead, your agent will be there with a wealth of knowledge from a name you trust to help protect the life you've always dreamed of. Talk to an agent today to see how State Farm can help make your dreams go right with life insurance. State Farm, here to help life go right.
Whether it's athlete protests, the Muslim travel ban, gun violence, school reform, or just the music that's giving you life right now, race is the subtext to so much of the American story. And on Code Switch, we make that subtext text. You can listen to us on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, before we get started, there is one swearing electrician in this episode.
Okay, so we went out to Long Island City and we walked around all day starting in the morning.
I mean, that is the sound of Long Island City. Like, they are just constantly putting up buildings out here. There have been 40 towers in, like, the last 10 years, and it sounds like this all the time.
You think this will be a tower?
It looks like they're going to stop at about four, but I don't know. But
about four stories?
Yeah, I mean, it's like they put on a busy man show, like Richard Scarry's Busy City. Like, look, literally, those guys are moving ladders. Someone's hitting a hammer. These cranes. It's like a child's view of what a construction site would be like.
For a lot of years, this neighborhood was mostly industrial. It was a lot of factories and warehouses. But then about 17 years ago, the city changed the zoning laws, so now you can build other stuff, including these big, tall condo towers. We are heading down 44th Drive to the East River because that's where Amazon's going to be.
We just start kind of grabbing people in the street. One guy is getting out of a white van by a construction site. He's got a black bandana, tinted glasses. His name is Jeff San Pedro.
Do you live in Long Island City?
No, I don't, but I work here.
You work here, and you work in?
I'm an electrician.
Okay, so this seems like a good neighborhood to be an electrician.
Yes, it does. They're building up all over the place in Long Island City, and I like that. It's good for me.
Have you heard about Amazon coming to Long Island City?
Yes, I have heard that.
What do you think?
I love it. I really do. I think it's great that Amazon's here because it's going to bring more jobs here. I mean, 20 years ago, work was tough for 20 years ago. There wasn't that much work now, you know, especially who's going to come to Long Island City to work. Right now, Long Island City is a hot spot. If you look on all these corners, there is a look, crane, hoist, everywhere.
Are you worried that there could be any downside to Amazon coming here? Gentrification.
Oh, really? We're going to go there?
I mean, a lot of people are worried about it.
I think people are just, I don't know, they have phobias of certain things. And
so, like?
Like, no, let's not go there. Let's keep that out.
Like change, do you mean? I mean, is it fair to say you think people are scared of change?
Yeah, they're scared of change. But you know what? Change is good. And if it puts money in your pocket, why not?
You're a capitalist.
No, I'm an opportunist. Okay, capitalist, I don't have enough money to be a capitalist. You gotta have money to make money.
But I guess that's what, I mean, people say, you know, oh, but these projects, they're only for rich people, and you're saying you're not a rich person. You're saying you make a good living, but you're not a rich person.
I'm upper blue collar, is what I am.
Upper blue collar.
Yeah.
But you don't have any of that knee jerk, like, oh, this is bad for working people.
No, listen, I have my pains, don't get me wrong, I'm 57, I got my pains. But, like I said, you know what, you work hard every day, get up 4:45, right, when the weekend comes, I party hard. So I don't want to hear shit from nobody. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is.
He was like a walking Springsteen song.
I know. Upper blue collar? I don't think Springsteen could have written that better. All right, let's talk about what we heard Jeff say there. He said to him, jobs are the most important thing, and Amazon is bringing 25,000 jobs. Now, those jobs, we should say, on average, are expected to pay more than $150,000 a year. So people are going to be spending money in this neighborhood, getting lunch, going to the grocery store, going to the pharmacy.
Yeah, and like Jeff said, there will be other jobs, too. Wiring buildings, delivering meals, like fixing the elevators. All the things that Amazon will basically pay people who don't work at Amazon to do.
This is what economist Enrico Moretti calls the local multiplier. He's done a bunch of research and he's found that when a high-tech company like Amazon comes to town, it creates one job and five other jobs in the same city pop up. And that's over the span of 10 years.
So you went ahead to talk to more people and I kind of just rattled around the street, like looking at things. And I just love Long Island City. Like people actually do stuff here. They build things and they repair things. And it's all hidden inside these like dingy looking garages. Just look in the window of this completely run down red garage door that has a few glass panes left. And just tell me what you see in there.
Okay, here we go. Run down garage door. Whoa. That's like a fancy car from an 80s movie.
Those are all old Ferraris.
How much do you think those cars are worth?
Oh, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars?
Yeah, I'm not really a car guy, but...
Try to open the door, see what happens.
Hell no.
These cool, hands-dirty businesses, like the car repair shops, they will probably get replaced when Amazon comes in. They're not going to survive.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be a soul cycle.
And we were standing there in the street talking about this, and this woman overheard us, and she walked up to us, and she basically, like, grabbed the microphone and was like, I have something to say about this.
My turn.
Before you know it, on Vernon Boulevard, instead of mom-and-pop stores, you're going to find the Gap.
Her name was Roberta Bergefin. She's a potter. She works in an art studio here. She says she knows from gentrification.
There's a lot of artist studios that were in Brooklyn that are now in Long Island City, and they see it happening to them yet again.
And yeah, classic. Artists move in, giant corporation is like, hey, we love artists. We want a piece of the action. Can we have your neighborhood?
So after we were talking to Roberto, we got disoriented for a second.
I'm trying to get my bearings here. What street is that? Can you read that?
That is Hunter Street. All right, so say again.
Basically, what's going to happen, it's going to be this times 10.
I need you to talk without your mouth full, given that you work on the radio, please. So while you chewed, we walked toward the water, toward the East River, where Amazon's going to be. And there's just not a lot happening down here.
There is nothing happening.
One guy smoking a cigarette, a couple people walking. And at this point, we're just a couple steps away from the East River.
There's a boat here. Like someone just pulled up their boat and left it on the wharf.
And then across the river, you can see the UN building, Midtown Manhattan.
We couldn't go any further without getting really wet, so we turned around. And right behind us was one of the buildings that people are most worked up about, and legitimately. It's a building owned by the Board of Education, and it had originally been slated to be turned into high-rises, of which 1,000 apartments would be for affordable housing. But that is not happening now. Amazon is taking that space.
This is not a fancy building.
It's about six stories tall, and it's an entire block, and it's as bland as could be, and I don't think anyone ever would have talked about it if Amazon hadn't showed up.
It's pale yellow, and there's a lot of air conditioners.
Why does the Board of Ed need a loading dock?
Let's go ask. Hi, we're just trying to figure out, we're doing a story about the new Amazon headquarters.
Okay, right now we can't talk to no press right now.
You're not allowed to talk to the press right now. Okay, fair enough. Are you at least allowed to tell me what's in this building?
This is the Board of Education.
This is the Board of Education. Okay, why do you guys have a loading dock at the Board of Education?
I'm answering questions. I can't answer
them. I'm going to go away. Okay. I'm going away. I think at least half of the outrage over Amazon coming here is about housing. People are worried that this is going to become a neighborhood where only rich people can afford to live.
And if they do come, they're going to be living right next to America's largest public housing project.
Let's go find the Queensbridge houses.
It was about a 10-minute walk away.
It doesn't seem particularly close to
it. It's not. I mean, that's the funny thing, is people have been making a really big deal about Queensbridge, and yet...
Yeah, 6,600 people live here. We're kind of looking at a huge field of six-story buildings, like all jutted together at odd angles, surrounded by little parks. It's been here for 79 years.
The median household income here is under $16,000, so there are some very poor people living here.
So we waved to the first guy we saw right there underneath the Queensboro Bridge, and we asked him, what do you think?
I really don't think it's a problem.
You don't think
Honestly,
it's a problem?
No, I don't. I think, you know, it can help the community, you know, and with jobs and everything like that.
Sylvian Brown is a nurse who grew up here.
Everybody's afraid of change, you know.
Is part of this reaction to Amazon people being like, I just don't want something new coming down the pike?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think so. My mother feels the same way about it. She kind of has that same type of fear. I don't know. I don't like it, you know. Leave things the way it is. They're trying to get us out of here and stuff like that, you know. So I don't know.
Is any of the fear real, or is most of the fear just like, change sucks? We all know that.
I think it's a real fear.
Really?
Yeah, it's a real fear.
People are afraid that the city might tear down the Queensbridge housing development.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, why aren't you afraid of that?
I am. It's a fear in me, too. Absolutely. I'm not sitting here saying, oh, yeah, I'm not worried, but I am.
But you're smiling and also saying that you think Amazon coming here is a good thing.
It is. Change is good. Change is always good.
Do you think a big company like Amazon cares about a place like Queensbridge?
I wouldn't say per se they care about Queensbridge. I just think it's a business, you know what I'm saying? Whoever wants to work, whoever needs jobs, you go out there and get it. I don't think they're supposed to say, well, we're going to put this here because we care about, you know.
This is not community development.
Exactly. This is not, this is for them. You know, I don't look at it like that.
This is exactly what everyone's fighting about. Some people want Amazon held to specific standards, like they have to hire people from this local community. They have to make investments in the local community. And in fact, Amazon has agreed to collaborate with New York City to build a school down here.
And other people are like, that is not their job, which is basically my position. Amazon is a business. It's supposed to deliver packages, show me movies. It's the government's job to build schools by taxing Amazon.
So we walked around Queensbridge for a while talking to people. Lacey Gibbs, who's retired, had some very specific advice for the people who are complaining about Amazon.
Get yourself together to meet the criteria to have a job at Amazon.
I kind of stood up a little straighter when she was talking to me, and she seemed really annoyed by the negativity. Like, take the rumor about the housing projects being sold off.
You're rolling your eyes.
Yeah, it's not together, and if they sell the apartments, be ready to buy it.
The city is not dissolving the projects, by the way. That's a rumor. It is not a plan.
And then Lacey's friend came by, and she called him over. I asked him to spell his name.
H-O-L-L-I-S-J-A-C-K-S-O-N-J-R, period.
Hollis Jackson Jr., he felt he had gotten himself together, and it hadn't worked.
Do you know anyone here who has a college degree who is looking for a job?
Yeah, me.
He has a community college degree in business management. He's 56 years old. And he says he's watched businesses, especially in the past couple of years, hotels, come out to Long Island City and then just ignore all of these local residents who want work.
First of all, the offering of the jobs need to come out.
Oh, you mean the hotels don't come out to Queensbridge and like put up signs saying now hiring?
No. That hasn't happened with them. That hasn't happened. I don't believe that that's going to happen with Amazon.
But do they need to come to you, or should you get out there and go to them?
I'm not going to say that they have to come. Knock on my door. Hollis, I have a job for you. Of course not. It doesn't work that way. But it should be one hand washes the other. Yes, I need employment. You need a customer. Hire me, and I could be a customer of your company.
Because you'd be able to pay for stuff.
Because I could be able to pay for things.
The argument he's making is basically the tiniest possible version of an economy. But of course, Amazon doesn't need to hire Hollis. They don't need his business either. They already have everybody else's.
Okay, so what did we learn today?
Well, the results of our hard anecdotal research are in. And basically, we found people are pretty into Amazon moving into the neighborhood. They talked a lot about jobs.
They did, and even the people who thought they might be negatively affected, like their rent might go up, they seemed pretty resigned.
Yeah, the potter was like, I'm a potter. It's part of my job to get displaced.
And Sylvian the nurse, who said his mom is worried about the projects being torn down, he said he doesn't think it's really going to happen, but if it does, he will find another place to live.
Yeah, he was pretty realistic about that.
We did hear a lot of realism in this neighborhood today, which made me think Amazon coming here feels like a good thing for New York, or at the very least for this neighborhood, for Long Island City.
I feel like the anxieties about capitalism as a system are just a lot less acute here on the ground than they were in the office or that we're reading online or whatever. And we've been geeking out on the math, and if we can just talk about that for a second, like, it's pretty convincing. $1 billion+ for all those jobs is just not that much over 10 years, and the state is picking up a lot of it. And all those multiplier jobs, like, that feels real to me. I think the city just gets way more money in the end that they can spend on whatever they want.
And it seems like a lot of New York seems to agree. I was looking at a poll on my phone. New Yorkers, by a margin of 2-1, are happy about Amazon coming here.
Hard anecdotal research confirmed by quick glance at cell phone.
But we need to be fair. There is a group of people that we didn't hear from today. We just didn't meet any of them. And these are the critics, the folks who are fiercely opposed to this. They exist. They've held marches and rallies. At one point, it was raining and we stopped into a bar to get dry. And on the TV news, there was an anti-Amazon protest.
Yeah, it was kind of bizarre because we were sitting at this bar and we were basically the only ones there. I think there's one other couple.
Doing fireball shots.
I did not feel like that. And we were watching on TV where people had taken over the Amazon bookstore in Manhattan. And meanwhile, under the television, the bartender was just standing there, you know, wiping down the counter or whatever, just talking our ears off about how she couldn't wait for Amazon to get here.
She thinks it's going to be really good for business.
All right, New York wins. But there is another reason everyone is freaking out, and it doesn't have anything to do with Long Island City or New York or the quarters, and it's a much bigger question.
And that question is Amazon good for America?
I think we're going to have to do another show.
Let's go visit America.
Let's go.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Capital One. Capital One is reimagining banking by offering accounts with no fees or minimums that can be opened from anywhere in 5 minutes. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Capital One, N.A.
Okay, the breakdancers at the top of the show told us that if we want to get people to donate money, we need to perfect our craft. We need to work on our core before we do...
Showtime! Planet Money!
So, okay, let's do some ab workouts.
Crunches.
Here we go.
Or instead of doing crunches, you could go to donate.npr.org/planetmoney.
Damn, Sally. You got it.
All right, who's doing the handstand?
Still want to argue about Amazon? Let us know. planetmoney@npr.org.
Special thanks in this episode to the people at LaGuardia Community College in Long Island City, especially professors of accounting Andrea Francis and Rajendra Bika. Thank you guys so much for your time. Thanks also to Bishop Mitchell Taylor, the CEO of Urban Upbound.
Sally Helm produced this episode. Our supervising producer is Alex Goldmark.
And our editor is you, Brian Terstadt. I'm Noelle King. Thanks for listening.
Come here. What's your name?
Billy Bob.
How old are you?
I'm 18.
Your name is not Billy Bob. What's your name?
Ahmed.
Ahmed?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from Morocco.
Have you heard Amazon is coming to Long Island City?
Where? Like the store?
Yeah.
So we can go inside and shop and stuff?
No, it's going to be like a big job center.
Oh, so I can work there?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to give my application to Amazon. You heard it here first.